If she be buried in Christian burial, well, she willfully seeks her own salvation.
Oh, truly she is. Therefore, make her grave straight. The crown of the sat on her and finds it Christian burial.
How can that be? Unless she found herself in her own defense.
Why, she's found, sir.
It must be the offendendo. It cannot be else. But you know, that's the point. If I found myself what it is to act, to do, and to perform, agam. She drowned herself wittingly.
Nay, but here, you good man.
Give me leave. Here lies the water. Good. Here stands the man. Good. If the man go to this water and drown himself, it is, well, he merely, he goes. Mark you that? But if the water come to him and drown him, he drowns not himself. Our gal, he that is not guilty of his own death, shortens not his own life.
But is this law?
Aye, Marriest, Crowner's Quest law.
Will you have the truth out? If this had not been a gentlewoman, she should have been buried out of Christian burial.
Why, there thou sayest. And the more pity that great folk should have countenance in this world to drown or hang themselves more than they're even Christian. Come, my spade. There's no ancient gentleman, but gardeners, ditchers, and grave makers. They hold up Adam's profession.
Was he a gentleman?
Was the first that ever bore arms.
Why, he had none.
What? Are they even? How dost thou understand the scripture? The scripture says Adam digged. Could he dig without arms? I'll put another question to thee. If thou answers me not to the purpose, confess thyself.
Go to.
What is he that builds stronger than either the mason, the shipwright, or the carpenter?
The gallows maker, for that frame outlives a thousand tenants.
I like thy wit well, in good faith. The gallows does well, but how does it well? It does well to those that do ill. No, thou dost ill to say the gallows is built stronger than the church. Ah, gal, the gallows may do well to thee. Do it again, come.
Who builds stronger than a mason? A shipwright or a carpenter?
Aye. Tell me that, and on you.
Marry, now I can tell.
Good. Mass, I cannot tell.
But you'll lie brains no more about it. Your dull ass will not mend his pace with beating. And when you are asked this question next, say, a grave maker.
Oh.
The OCC makes that still doomsday. Go, get me to your, fetch me a stoop of liquor. In youth, when I did love, may thought it was very sweet to contract the time for my B.O. Only thought there was nothing a meet.
Has this fellow no feeling of his business that a thing's in grave-making? Custom hath made it in him a property of ease in his tizine so. The hand of little employment hath the daintier sense.
But age with this stealing steps hath clawed me in his clutch. And have shipped me into the land as if I had never been such.
That skull had a tongue in it, a good thing once. How the knave jowls it to the ground as if it were Cain's jawbone that did the first murder. This might be the fate of a politician, which this ass now o'erreaches, one that would circumvent God, might it not?
It might, my lord.
Or of a courtier, which could say, good morrow, sweet lord. How dost thou, good lord? This might be my lord such a one that prays my lord such a one's horse when I meant to beg it, might it not?
Aye, my lord.
Aye, e'en so, and now my lady worms, chopless and locked about the mazzard with a sexton's spade. Here's fine revolution, and we had the trick to seat. Did these bones cost no more the breeding but to play at loggerheads with them? My innate death think on
a pickaxe and a spade for and a shrouding sheet. Oh, a pity play for to be made for such a guest. Tis me.
There's another. Why may not that be the skull of a lawyer? Where be his quiddities now, his quillities, his cases, his tenures and his tricks? Why did he suffer this rude knave now to knock him about the sconce with a dirty shovel and will not tell him of his action of battery? This fellow might be in time a great buyer of land, with his statutes, his recognizances, his fines, his double vouchers, his recoveries. Is this the fine of his fines and the recovery of his recoveries to have his fine pate full of fine dirt? Will his vouchers vouch him no more of his purchases, and double ones too, than the length and breadth of a pair of indentures? The very conveyances of his lands will scarcely lie in this box, and must inheritor himself have no more?
Not a jot more, my lord.
Is not parchment made of sheepskins?
Aye, my lord. And of calves' skins, too.
Sheep and calves, which seek out assurance in that. I will speak to this fellow.
Whose grace is, sir?
Mine, sir. Poor pit of clay, for to be made, for such a guest is meet.
I think it be thine indeed, for thou liest in it.
You lie out on, sir, and therefore it is not yours. For my part, I do not lie in, and yet it is mine.
Thou dost lie in to be in, and say it is mine. It is for the dead, not for the quick. Therefore thou liest.
It is a quick lie, sir. It will away again from me to you.
What man dost thou dig it for?
For no man, sir.
What woman, then?
For none, neither.
Who is to be buried in it?
One that was a woman, sir, but rest her soul, she's dead.
How absolute the knave is. We must speak by the card, or equivocation will undo us. By the Lord, Horatio, this 3 years I have took note of it. The age has grown so picked that the toe of the peasant comes so near the heel of the courtier, he galls his kibe. How long hast thou been grave maker?
Of all the days of the year, I came to it that day, that our last King Hamlet overcame Fortinbras.
How long is that since?
How did you tell that? Every fool can tell that. It was that very day that young Hamlet was born. He that is mad and sent into England.
Aye, Mary. Why was he sent into England?
Why, because he was mad. I shall recover his wits there. Or if I do not, tis no great matter there.
Why?
It will not be seen in him there. Here the men are as mad as he.
How came he mad?
Very strangely, they say.
How strangely?
He was losing his wits.
Upon what ground?
Why, here in Denmark. I've been sexton here, man and boy, 30 years.
How long will a man lie at the earth ere he rot?
Faith, it'll be not rotten before it die. As we have many pocky courses nowadays, it will scarce hold the land in. We'll last you some 8 year or 9 year. A tanner will last you 9 year.
Why he more than another?
Why, sir, his hide is so tanned with his trade that it will keep out water a great while. And your water is a sore decayer of your awesome dead body. Here's a skull now. This skull has lying you in the earth 23 years.
Whose was it?
Horse mad fellow as it was. Whose do you think it was?
Nay, I know not.
A pestilence on him for a mad rogue. I poured a flagon of Rhenish on my head once. This same skull, sir, was Sir Yorick's skull, the king's jester.
This?
Ain't that?
Let me see. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. Fellow of infinite jest, most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times. Now how abhorred in my imagination it is. Gorge rises at it. Here, and those lips that I have kissed I know not how oft. Where be your jibes now? Your gambols, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were wont to set the table on a roar. Not one now to mock your own grinning, quite chock-fallen. Now get you to my lady's chamber, and tell her let her paint an inch thick. To this favor she must come. Make her laugh at that. Pretty Horatio, tell me one thing.
What's that, my lord?
Dost thou think Alexander looked at this fashion of the earth?
E'en so.
And not so.
E'en so, my lord.
To what base uses we may return, Horatio.
Why may not imagination trace the noble dust of Alexander till I find it stopping a bunghole? Too curiously to consider, sir.
No, faith, not a jot. But to follow him thither with modesty enough and likelihood to lead it as thus. Alexander died, Alexander was buried. Alexander returneth to dust, the dust is earth, of earth we make loam. And why of that loam whereto he was converted, might they not stop a beer barrel? Imperious Caesar, dead and turned to clay, might stop a hole to keep the wind away. Oh, that that earth which kept the world in awe, should patch a wall, expel the winter's flaw. But soft a while, here comes the king, the queen. Courtiers, who is this they follow and with such maimed rites? This doth betoken the course they follow did with desperate hand for do his own life. Those of some estate, couch we a while and mark.
What ceremony else?
That is Laertes, a very noble youth, mark.
What ceremony else?
Her obsequies have been as far enlarged as we have warranted. Her death was doubtful. And but that great command or sways the order, she should in ground unsanctified have lodged till the last trumpet. For charitable prayers, shards, flints, and pebbles should be thrown on her. Yet here she is allowed her virgin cants, her maiden stuments, and the bringing home of bell and burial.
Must there no more be done?
No more be done. We should profane the service of the dead to sing sage requiem, and such rest to her as to peace-parted souls.
Lay her in the earth, and from her fair and unpolluted flesh may violets spring. I tell thee, churlish priest, a ministering angel shall my sister be when thou liest howling.
What? The fair Ophelia?
Sweet to the sweet, farewell. I hope thou shouldst have been my Hamlet's wife. I thought thy bride bed to have decked sweet maid, and not have strewed thy grave.
Oh, treble woe, fall 10 times treble on that cursed head, whose wicked deed thy most ingenious sense deprived thee of. Hold off the earth a while, till I have caught her once more in my arms. Now pile your dust upon the quick and dead, till of this flat a mountain you have made, for top old Pelion, or the skyish head of blue Olympus.
What is he whose grief bears such an emphasis, whose phrase of sorrow conjures the wandering stars, and makes them stand like wonder-wounded hearers? This is I, Hamlet,
the day the devil takes my soul.
Now, priestess, well, I prithee take my fingers from my throat. Although I am not sedative and rash, yet have I in me something dangerous which lets thy wiseness fear. Hold up thy hand!
What, Phyllis Thunder?
Hamlet!
Gentlemen!
Good, my lord, be quiet!
Why, I will fight with him upon this theme until my eyelids will no longer wag.
Oh, my son, what theme?
I loved Ophelia. 40,000 brothers could not with all their quantity of love make up my sum. What wilt thou do for her?
Oh, he's mad, Laertes.
For love of God, forbear his
swoons. Show me what thou do. Would weep, would fight, would fast, would tear thyself, would drink up Isol, eat a crocodile. I'll do it. Dost thou come here to whine, to outface me with leaping in her grave? Be buried quick with her, and so will I. And if our fate of mountains, let them throw millions of acres on us, till our ground, singeing his pate against the burning zone, make Ossa like a wart.
Nay, and thou mouth, I'll rant as well as thou.
This is mere madness, and thus a while the fit will work on him. Anon, as patient as the female dove, when that her golden couplets are disclosed, his silence will sit drooping.
Hear you, sir. What is the reason that you use me thus? I loved you ever, but it is no matter. Let Hercules himself do what he may. The cat will mew, and dog will have his day.
I pray thee, good Horatio, wait upon him.
Strengthen your patience in our last night's speech. We'll put the matter to the present push.
Good Gertrude, set some watch over your son.
This grave shall have a living monument. An hour of quiet shortly shall we see. Till then, in patience, our proceedings.